When you have the Dhamma, everything moves according to nature's law. You reap what you sow. You are born of your karma, add to your karma conditions, brought by your karma. You are what you are before. When you take care of karma, when you have the Dhamma, karma take care of you, Dhamma take care of you. So all this, including the Dhamma protector, everything, all the devas, all the great beings, nature, they all will rejoice, and through their nature, their vow, they will actually complement your cultivation. Then I had this understanding. One of my teachers also told me the same thing. He said, do you know, all the Buddhas and the great beings, their nature is ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. You understand? Huh? They radiate for the cultivator of the way. What you need is you must do your part, understand? You are cultivator of the way means what? Let's say they radiate all this blessing, protection, guidance, Dhamma, understanding to all. Then how much you can receive depends on what? Yeah? You don't have a cup, huh? You like Po Tang Sai, huh? You know what happened? Mindfulness also don't have, huh? You use your hand. How much can you hold the water? All finally seep out there. Whatever you can hold and quickly seep, like go quick like that. A little bit at a time. And every time I do that. But you have a cup. Anytime you want, receive, take your time to drink. Like Zen. You know what is Zazen? Drinking a cup of Chinese tea is Zazen. Means meditation, awareness. Where you drink with complete awareness, without a thought. Without a thought means what? Fully aware, fully tasting. The pure consciousness, the awareness of it. So this is what awareness is. Rather than thinking, lost in thought, then while you drink, actually you are satisfying your craving, understand? Your desire, your sense bud. But you never really taste that tea. You never really taste that food. When you really taste, you find out for yourself. That pure awareness, silent. Then everything is so pristine inside.